My name is Steve Toole. I'm the James A. Kelso Professor of Hebrew and Old Testament at Pittsburgh Theological Seminary. I'll be sharing my Advent devotional for Saturday, December 6th, 2014. The devotional for today is based on Luke chapter 21, verses 5 through 19, and 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. Comfort one another with these words? Apocalyptic passages like the Gospel and the Epistle today seem anything but comforting. Indeed, end-time visions are often used like boogeymen to frighten people into the kingdom. These are the last days. The rapture could happen at any moment. Are you ready? The apocalyptic perspective on the future is not optimistic, but hard-headedly realistic. Grounded as today's gospel reading is in the experience of human cruelty. Yet ultimately the future is not in the hands of emperors or generals or oligarchs. The future is God's, and God will bring in God's reign. Therefore, Paul is certain that the dead in Christ will not be forgotten. They, together with those who are alive, will be caught up in a joyful throng, meeting Christ in the air to welcome him as he returns to reign. This Advent, may we, like Paul, claim this promise and comfort one another with these words. Let us pray. O Lord of past, present, and future, in your love no one is forgotten and nothing beautiful is lost. May we then confidently entrust into your hands our own lives and the lives of those whom we love. Grant us the assurance that those who have gone before us and our children and grandchildren after us are alike held securely in your love. Challenge us to live in the present with the confident assurance that your kingdom is coming and is indeed already in our midst. Maranatha. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen.